Our markets in general have been digesting the outside noise going on throughout the world. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. That has been the case since we opened the markets up on Monday. All of the outside noise that is playing a role when it comes to our markets. John Heimberg is with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin. We talk first of all about where we stand with our cattle markets.
Yeah, I got a couple things kind of moving, bringing some money back into the cattle market. I mean, obviously, we had a pretty hard correction, you know, with the Iran-U.S. War conflict kind of breaking out over the weekend. I think we're pricing some of that in with the strength of the crude oil market weighing on the cattle market. Again, one of the thoughts there is if consumer spending tightens because of higher energy costs, high-priced beef would suffer. So that brought some technical selling. Now, last couple of days here, we've kind of turned ourselves around. And as you mentioned, retail carcasses have been red hot the last week or so here. We picked up over $20 on the choice carcass since a week ago Friday when they closed around the 365 area.
Even over the course of the last week, our hog markets have been reacting as well.
Another really good day building there. And again, talk about the fundamentals. Cash index, even though it's got some discounts to the futures, is trading higher. We got $91 direct cash trade out there on a five-day average. Everything else is kind of confidential today. And then we're seeing those carcasses pushing the dollar mark on the pork carcasses. So some reasons to support that hog market.
As John pointed out, the majority of our markets are moving because of the outside noise of what's going on between the U.S. and Iran.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, that still continues to be the biggest factor over top all these markets right now. We've seen some softness in crude today, but lately in the last hour or so, we're hearing more talk about Iran wanting to target ships in the Strait of Hormuz. 20 to 30% of exported oil in the globe goes through that strait, and that's what we've seen the rise in those crude oil prices. They have started firming up a little bit here this afternoon, but still a quiet day in the crude oil market.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.